All right. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. A minute late because I don't know what happened. I don't know what it is. There could be a lot of reasons, but I don't know. I have your number in my head, and I maybe could come up with it. I couldn't come up with your landline today, so.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's odd. Okay.
All right. So my apologies for that, but thanks for having your cell phone nearby.
Sure.
All right. It is a Friday morning here on WWIB, and 33 is our wake-up temperature, and so another day of hope and holes. We've got a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake we're drawing for before 7. Have you ever had one of those, Jason?
I have had the bites. I've had small ones, but I've not had the full-on cheesecake.
And basically, you want to work your way from a bite to a cheesecake cupcake, and then even more. I think one of our big prizes recently, I think with the Cabin Fever Screaming, was a 10-pound Joseph's Cheesecake.
That's a lot of cheesecake. And what I had was really good. So,
I know it is.
Yeah.
And then also an end-of-the-day drawing for a pair of OneFest tickets today. So that's a fantastic prize. As well as you get behind us in Hope and Holes, I'll be putting today. And the best I've done so far is 2 for 5. So we'll see if we can improve on that today. Well, I don't know. I find myself at times, I don't know if you do this, but I find myself increasingly kind of turning heavenward and saying, Lord, this is more than I can handle. That I just feel like individually, and I'm just like, God, you know I'm not equipped for this. What do you think?
Yeah, boy, I was just messaging. I was messaging with one of my favorite cousins this morning, and her husband found out that he has pancreatic bile duct cancer. And I was just like, it just gets heavier and heavier.
Yeah.
And it does feel like it's just so hard to hold it all. And yeah, I feel what you're saying.
I mean, I just, you know, we know the Lord by faith, not by sight. We have his word, his people, his spirit. And yet things happen, you know, just individually or in your relationships, like you just said there, health-wise, and on the larger scale, that I'm going to God and saying, there's too much snow on my shovel. So,
yeah, yeah. And it's a strain, right? I mean, we wish for brighter days, and it's sometimes hard to make sense in this disorientation, this season of disorientation and heaviness and darkness. And
right, right.
Yeah.
I wanted to play the music. If I had a producer or an intern, I'd have it. But the Andy Griffith Show, Leave It to Beaver, symbolizing simpler times. And I think we long for that, it seems, politically and socially. And then other people tell me, yeah, it was never quite like it was portrayed there.
Well, right. I mean, you know, I think a lot of times, and sure, I mean, I understand that draw. But there were, for example, a lot of civil rights things that were not great then. You know, I think when you look far back, for example, women couldn't have their own accounts or loans until 1973. You know, so when those shows were on, you know, it was not as, you know, it was not all the wonderful thing that it was portrayed. Now, those shows in and of themselves, I think, portrayed something that we all long for. But we also have to reckon with the harder parts of those times as well.
All right. Your phone number's come back to me now. So I don't know.
Did you want to call me on that one instead? Or?
No, I just want to, I'm not going to say it on the air.
Okay. I appreciate that.
But,
yeah.
But the digits, I don't know. It was like I had the first 3 digits, but then the other 4, it was basically that part of my brain was still asleep. All right.
Sure. I get that.
As we head into the weekend here, I guess we got our final minute. We did yesterday, Romans 12:20-21. Here's your second paragraph from your wonderful devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those verses. You say this, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. End of quote. You say, you cannot destroy evil by greater evil, but only by good, never by deception, but only by the truth, never through self-seeking, but only through the cross. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes we have this idea that the way we deal with people who disagree with us is to bring a bigger hammer. And I don't think that's the way of true Christianity. And unfortunately, that message has gotten lost, I think, a lot in recent years.
And even if the temptation's there because you feel like, well, they're doing it, no, that doesn't make it right.
Yeah. Correct. Yep. All right. Yep. We choose a different path.
All right. I love you.
Yep. I love you too. Talk
Have a
to
good
you
day. There we go. Hope to see you at breakfast tomorrow. WWIB. All right. These are the birds chirping. And I'm going to switch microphones here. And I have not had any practice. So what we're going to do is, I think the first one, I'm going to call it practice if it's a miss. But if it's a make, it's my first one. So here we go. All right. So I've got mic four up. And let's go at it. All right. No practice so far today. I know Dawson went 5 for 5 once, so all right, the first one, I'm going to call it practice if it doesn't, and if it does, it's the first one. Here we go. Ah, a little bit short. All right, so that's practice. Practice is out of the way. Here we go. All right, we're ready to roll, rock and roll here. Ah, right in the middle, so we're 1 for 1. Okay. Right up the middle. That's where you got 3 holes. Oh, that one I duffed it. Yeah. Yeah, when you... Even you hit the ground first, that's a duffer. But 1 for 2. Got 3 more here. 1 for 2. Yeah, that was off to the right. Boy, it's hard to hit it straight every time. My goodness. All right, 1 for 3. Yeah, wow, what do you know? That went climbing up, and then it popped into the 500. That's 2 for 4. And the last one this morning. Ah, yeah, not to be. 2 for 5. All right.
It's time for another CCM Song Showdown. 2 songs going head-to-head. I think we're getting close to the end of the first round. Maybe this is the final first-round matchup, Halvo.
Yeah, it works out well here on a Friday. We close out the first round. The other second-round matchups, Phil Wickham and the Newsboys next week. Jason Gray and Crowder, Ann Wilson and Casting Crowns. And now we're going to find out who's going to face We the Kingdom in the second round.
So we have Toby Mac against Mercy Me. The songs you are voting on, it is either Backseat Driver or Move. So Backseat Driver by Toby Mac or Move by Mercy Me. Which one moves on? 2 ways to vote. You can text 715-396-1670. When we say 2 ways, you can vote twice. So once via text and once via comment on the post in the private Facebook group, the WWIB Wake Up Show, the WIB Wake Up Show. Again, it's a group, not a page. And as long as you are in that group, you can comment there. And as always, we just want to make this fun too. So family votes are welcome, but we just ask, hey, can you list the family members? And please make sure that it's people in your immediate household and that you're actually asking them, not just using them to throw weight behind the artist that you want. So again, we can't check on this, so we're just asking for your honesty and integrity with that.
That they actually heard the song and said, yeah, that's the one I voted for.
Yeah, so again, you know, coming from a family with 11 people, and it's like, yeah, you can throw a lot of weight behind something. So again, just to make it fun, be honest with that. And again, people actually in your household that you've actually asked about their votes. So the 2 songs, Toby Mac, Backseat Driver, that was nominated by a young man from Mondovi.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Aiden McGuire. Right.
Aiden McGuire from Mondovi, and that is the first song up. So let's hear what Aiden had to say about this tune.
I chose Backseat Driver because it is very uplifting, and I think everybody should let God take the wheel and trust him in all the hard times.
Back to the voting here. Let's hear what Ryan had to say about his nominated song and artist, Mercy Me and Move.
Hi, this is Ryan from Fall Creek, and I've nominated Mercy Me. My first round song, I decided to do Move because it's one of the best kind of fun songs. It's a fun, upbeat, makes you want to dance kind of song, but it's also got a great message. So take and spend some time, get up and dance, and then afterwards you can vote for Mercy Me.
I think it's time. I think it's time to pay for someone's gas purchase because this is the first Free Fuel Friday here on WWIB, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. We're paying back what someone paid at the gas pump. And who should we go through first? All right, with a gas receipt tallying $49.01, just over $49, $49.01, our next winner is... Hold on, got to announce the winner first, and then you'll hear that. It's Mark Knutson from Chippewa Falls.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Well, congratulations, Mark Knutson. And actually, I think I said that wrong. I believe he's from Eau Claire. So Mark Knutson from Eau Claire will be mailing you a check for $49 and a penny, $49.01, paying back that entire painful fuel purchase thanks to Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers.
Well, our final opening round showdown between in our CCM song showdown between Toby Mac's terrific song, Backseat Driver, nominated by Aiden and Mondovi, up against Mercy Me's Move, nominated by Ryan in Fall Creek, and the group that moved on to the second round on this Friday morning, first full day of spring, is Mercy Me and Move.
All right, well done, Mercy Me and Move. Well played, Toby Mac. And you know what? That's another former champion that is out of the brackets here. Just, again, great artists, great songs. So, I mean, we're going to have some huge showdowns in the second round. That is for sure.
Mercy Me's never won it. Is this their year? We'll find out.
Maybe. Heading toward the top of the hour, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show, but we didn't forget. It's our Friday morning tradition to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news and sports and politics and pop culture. But because we respect your time so much, we bring it to you in condensed, bite-sized form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
McDonald's is ending its test of using AI at drive-thrus to assist with ordering.
Apparently, the AI kept recommending salads, which violated the company's core principles.
Yeah, it's a no-no.
Amazon is getting into the car selling business.
Yeah, Prime members get free shipping. Non-members get their car one part at a time.
Better get Prime.
An informal study found people with messy handwriting could have higher IQs.
That must mean I'm a genius.
Uh-huh.
Another study found that it's cheaper to send a kid to a top college for 4 years than it is to send them to a prison.
And it looks much better on their resume.
Ain't that the truth?
Scientists say that if a cockroach was the size of a man, it could scurry along as fast as 200 miles per hour.
But even then, it couldn't catch up to a toddler with something in their mouth.
Mm-mm.
Two astronauts stuck in space for 9 months came home finally earlier this week.
Yeah, NASA says the remote work experiment has ended and it's time to come back to the office.
Everybody has to wear pants.
Finally, in the UK, two thieves stole a delivery van full of chewing gum.
Police are on the lookout for suspects with sore jaws and minty fresh breath. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Heather from OneFest joining us here. We would love to have more pledgers before putting time for Hope and Holes, and maybe we'll just put Heather right on the air because she's probably super comfortable with that. So Heather will be our guest putter in just a few minutes. We'll play another tune, actually, in a moment from Katie Nicole, who's coming to OneFest. Super excited to see and hear her in person because we love Katie's music here at WWIB, but I have never seen her in person yet, so very excited for that. And again, for Hope and Holes today, not only do we have a Joseph Cheesecake Cupcake to give to one of our pledgers after Heather putts, but also we have a great opportunity here from OneFest as well for someone to win not only two Flex Reserve seats for OneFest, but also two meet and greets for We the Kingdom. So let's welcome in Heather from OneFest, of course, the founder of OneFest, the hardest working woman in show business, I guess we'd say. So thank you so much for joining us, Heather, and great to have you in because I know the weather kind of kept you from coming in for Hope and Hoops. So now we've transitioned from basketball to putting, and we'll have you in for that.
That's right. Thank you for having me, Caleb, again.
So, again, these Flex Reserve seats that we've been talking about, I think it bears repeating as well. This is something new where, again, you guys listen to feedback from the attendees of OneFest. And so the reserve seats, again, Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds, those reserve seats, the ones right up front, incredible. But also Flex Reserved. Tell us about that, because that's something where you heard feedback and said, hey, let's offer this as a new option for this year.
Yeah, so last year we were selling the seats as a full event seat, and we wanted to continue that, but we heard feedback that people wanted the opportunity, if they couldn't make it one day, how could they still have somebody use that seat? And
sure.
So we decided to do the Flex option, which, of course, adds that we have to have more armbands and things like that on hand. So we wanted to make sure that option was there, though, for people to have the opportunity to share. Really, honestly, that's what it is, sharing.
And when you have something like this, even you say, okay, so it means more armbands and such. And I just think more logistics, more to do, and more opportunities as well, too. I mean, OneFest is a nonprofit organization, and you're supporting the nonprofit here of WIB Incorporated. But you are, again, volunteer-driven, volunteer-led. So the more work there is to be done, I think the more the call goes out, hey, would folks consider volunteering to help at OneFest this year?
Definitely. We need volunteers. We opened up our application a week or two ago, and we're seeing some applications come in, but definitely need more people. We probably have about 300 people over the course of the weekend that we need for all the shifts that we have available. So plenty of opportunity to give a few hours and then enjoy a great show.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the great opportunities at OneFest too. If you say, you know what, maybe financially it wasn't going to work out for me to come, but you come serve, which again, that's going to fill your heart serving, but mm-hmm. also you get a chance to go for free as well too. So you work your shift and then can enjoy the festival there too. So it's just a great opportunity for folks to be able to give and receive.
Yeah, it's amazing. Everybody seems to have so much fun, and quite a few people actually end up staying the whole time, helping even more than just their shift, which is amazing to me. That I just feel like we're so blessed with the people from the area. So.
And again, some of the friendships that we develop at OneFest. And again, I think sometimes it's almost like a summer camp where it's like, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. And you see these old friends and so many people. It's like, wow, you know, again and again and again, coming back to volunteer because they love it so much.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is one of the biggest, I guess, prayer requests right now for OneFest? Prayer requests and also putting it out on the air saying, hey, we could use this. Is it volunteers? Is it sponsorships? Again, a lot of logistics. How can we be praying for you guys as the festival is a few months away now?
We're probably about two-thirds of the way there on our sponsorship need for the festival. So we're doing really well. Of course, could always use a few more sponsors.
Yeah.
Love having businesses and organizations and individuals get involved that way. But I think the biggest is volunteers right now.
Sure.
We can't pull this off without those volunteers. So yeah, the more that people pray about that and really consider being part of that would be awesome.
And really exciting too, again, just in the last couple of weeks, the main stage lineup filled out. Emerson Day, who will be kicking off the whole festival on the main stage at 1 o'clock. We love her music here. Mm-hmm. And again, so great to have her. But also that big break stage as well too. A lot of, again, regional and Wisconsin artists represented. I mean, there have been people who've been on The Voice, and it's just a great lineup top to bottom. I mean, wall-to-wall music all throughout the festival.
And honestly, if you haven't heard of them, just come anyway. They're amazing artists that we've seen bits and pieces here and there in different things like Idol and stuff like in The Voice. But it definitely, they all have a story to tell, and they all have that strong faith that they're trying to share with everybody in the gospel. So please come and enjoy them.
And just a great way to encourage these artists too. I mean, some of them who might be up-and-comers and things like that too. When people go and attend and support and sing mm-hmm. along with and clap and cheer, all that, it's just, I know it buoys their spirit as well.
And speaking of that, we actually are launching this next week the One Voice competition again. So if you know anybody who is a great singer in the younger ages, we'd love to have people apply or kids apply for that. And so keep your eye out for that on our Facebook page.
All right. So we'll give Heather a little bit of time here to warm up for putting if you want to. All right. Here's the official Hope and Holes music. Heather from OneFest joining us, Halvo, to try to make as many of five putts as she can. And as we've been telling people, this is kind of mini golf and skee ball in collaboration.
Uh-huh.
And so it's fun.
It is.
And we'll see how Heather does. And again, you can get in a last-second pledge and still be in all those drawings, 715-396-1670. But Heather, whenever you're ready, I'll go golf voice. First one on
the
way.
Wow, she hit it hard.
She hit it into the thousands.
She hit it hard.
Wow.
That thing scooped and scooted over there.
Heather from OneFest, one for one. Second one on the way, off the top and in. Hit off the lip at the top. She is two for two.
Yeah.
Making this look simple.
She's got a different approach.
On the way, got into the three. She is three for three, and I have no idea.
She's showing us how to use this contraption.
Yeah. Work goodness the, gracious.
Nobody works the roof like her.
Just over the top on the fourth one. She is still three.
Congratulations to Jackie and Eau Claire as Crowder's Grave Robber moving on over Ben Fuller this morning and the wonderful song Who I Am. So Crowder moves on to the final eight. Well, I like mushrooms, Caleb. How about you?
I do not.
You do not. All right. Not at all. Not on anything.
Not a bit. Okay. However, it seems like I should. It seems like I should because eating two portions of mushrooms per week could cut in half your risk of abnormal brain decline in old age. Wow. Here's Brandon Lake, a tune that my toddler loves. This one is for Teddy.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls.
Greatness of Our God by the Newsboys wins and moves on. Hotly contested battle. Great fight from all the Rhett Walker fans there, but the Newsboys pull ahead. So yesterday we talked about how some people on social media were getting up in arms. And again, like, it's nothing worth getting mad about, but they were saying, hey, the normal Reese's peanut butter cup is actually not quite as good when it comes to the creaminess, fluffiness of the peanut butter and the peanut butter to chocolate ratio as these Reese's peanut butter eggs that you see around Easter. And you were kind enough to get not just one for yourself, but one for me as well here so that we could try these on the air.
Yeah.
And I've been looking at this all morning and I'm just like, I don't think I can really wait longer. So let's just kind of dive in here and see again.
Taste test.
Yeah, how this actually goes. So again, a good size.
Here we go. I think it may be a little creamier.
Maybe I think so as well. Does it count as being rude eating in front of people when it's on the radio?
I don't think so. It does. They have access to a kitchen. Jason Gray.
Wow. Congratulations, Jason Gray, with quite the comeback. And he actually won by double-digit votes. So the song Be Kind knocks off the song Trust in God. Both great songs, great artists. But Jason Gray moves on to the second round.
I guess I tried the Brackett Avenue beef the other day. Wow. Great.
So good.
It is, yeah.
Phenomenal. Thank you, Eau Claire Cheese and Deli.
Winner is...
the song Nobody from Casting Crowns. Casting Crowns moves on to the next round.
Kettle corn, mini donuts. New this year is pizza burgers.
Nice.
Got a granddaughter that dreamt up pizza burgers with a slice of cheese and some salami on top. And it's one of her favorites.
Well, again, so many things going on. Opening weekend at Govan's. Greg, thank you so much to Mark Ward for, again, all the different things that you do with us, partnering with us here at WWIB. We're certainly looking forward to the first Free Fuel Friday tomorrow and giving people a chance to have their gas purchase paid back. But thank you so much for helping out the nonprofit of WIB Incorporated today. We know you guys do so much to give back, and we're grateful to partner with you.
Thank you very much, Caleb. We're always a pleasure to partner with you guys on whatever you guys do. You guys have some great promotions, some great ideas, and a great way to give back to the community.